We got to talk about Canada again.
Okay. Well, if you thought what the prime minister was doing was insane, you just...
Wait!
This... You remember in 2015, 2016, there was that feminist who looked like... I don't know. She looked like the librarian goth hipster fantasy come to life. It was rather disturbing. And she said that she got PTSD from Twitter.
Yes.
This is the new PTSD from Twitter. Phantom honking. I shit you not. Post-traumatic stress from weeks of honking is a temporary mild trauma, the psychologist says.
All right. First of all, let's just break it down to exactly what's going on here. They want sympathy.
You know where you can find it.
Between shit and syphilis in the dictionary. and listen.
Wow.
Like, people who legitimately have PTSD, look, they get cut a break, and there is, a lot of sympathy for individuals that have that, because I have it, and it sucks.
Yeah.
It never goes away. You just have to adapt to learn to live with it. And any therapist who looks in the face and goes, yeah, I think we can get you back to it. This won't even be a speed bump. You'll be just like before. They're lying to you.
Lies.
It is a bunch of lies.
Lies.
Because once you get programmed that way, that's it.
That is it. Ugh. People are seriously experiencing PTSD over the January trucker convoy. Wee. I love this. Some Ottawa residents say they're left haunted by the sound of blaring horns, even though no horns are actually blaring. And I'm with the B on this. Honestly, how do you parody this? It's beyond parody. So I'm going to continue to quote from the article. When you hear that noise, it's like, oh, are they back? Is there a road convoy coming back? Said Sean Flynn, who lives about 3 kilometers from downtown, but could still hear the horns inside of his home during the protests. Yeah, you know, he probably heard them while he was crying in the corner as Pookie, Tyrone, and Rayway were turning his ex-hooer into one of those...
Can you imagine what would happen to Canada if there was an actual invasion going on and cities were getting actually attacked and there's bombs and... going off? I mean, they would literally, I would cease to exist.
Well, you know what this really is, right? All eyes in the world were on Canada for over a month, and now all eyes in the world are on Ukraine.
It is convenient.
They didn't want all eyes in the world on this. So to call Ukraine a very convenient weapon of mass distraction, I see what I did there. Mm-hmm. It's an understatement. I mean, Biden's grateful for it. Trudeau is grateful for it. The only people who aren't grateful for it are the people who were getting attention for once in their lives during all of this crap. And now they want that attention back.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, my PTSD is basically from being mortared and rocketed for 7-8 months in Iraq, and then roadside bombs. Every time you rolled out the gate, you had to worry about if you're going to make it back or not. I mean, it was the wild, wild west.
I would call that a real problem.
Yeah.
Actually traumatic.
I have seen, listen, when I was the first sergeant and I was traveling around Victory, I had to like travel like a hobo. I would take the Rhino, which is an up-armored RV, to a base. And then I'd have to whore myself out to get on a convoy to go to some other fob.
I don't want to know. You're doing over with your lot lizards or whatever. Oh, you see? Is it a shield, it's also a blinder.
Yeah, you got
But the thing is,
I've watched vehicles literally get blown apart. And they were traveling in our convoy. It wasn't my unit. And that vehicle was 2 ahead of the one I was in because I was with the convoy commander. Yeah. And it was maybe 150 meters. And I was looking through the front window, and I just watched this vehicle rise into the air, big puff of smoke. A door went this way. Another door went that way. Chunks of meat flew everywhere. And that was... that was a horrific clusterf***. And I still think about that every single day.
Yeah.
Every
but,
day.
Yeah, but your trauma doesn't mean anything. Hey, Canada. Oh, are you triggered? No. Yeah,
nobody got killed. They've cleaned up their mess. All right. Yes, there was some noise pollution. So what, comma? I don't care. When?
If you cared about noise pollution, you wouldn't live in the capital city.
That's right.
So, when? F the hell off.
Yeah, I mean, I feel I was traumatized just driving by Toronto because I made the mistake of trying to get around Toronto before rush hour traffic kicked off, and nobody told me that every day of every f***ing is rush hour traffic around Toronto.
Every day.
8 hours. Eight hours.
Hours.
8 hours. F*** Canada. I'm not going back there. Not driving there anyway. I'll go drink there, but I'm driving.
Yeah. Invade them and take their beer. Mm. But, ooh, that's a good one. Can we really be surprised? Because this is the country that literally passed, we're just going to call it what it is. It's the Minority Report Bill.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear about this when it happened, but holy shit. Liberals introduce a bill to fight online hate with criminal code amendments. That's not the interesting part. This makes it sound almost sane. You go down here, Bill C-36 mm-hmm. would allow a person to appear before a provincial court with an attorney general's consent if the person fears that another will commit an offense motivated by bias, prejudice, hey, blah, 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 istophobisms, yada, yada, yada. So literally, this isn't even a crime that has been committed yet.
You're just suspected of committing a crime.
Wow. Yeah, they fear that you will commit an offense.
Mm-hmm.
So this is literally, I'm afraid.
It is the Minority Report.
Yeah, this is Minority Report. I'm afraid that this person is going to pull up in my driveway and honk. And we all know that honk, honk, it means Heil Hitler. So
yeah,
you got to throw them in jail.
So basically, Canada equals ESP punishment.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that hurts somebody's feelings is hate speech that you can be criminally charged for. So let's say.
Wow.
Let's just say you're addressing a crowd of 1,000 people. And one of those people in the crowd gets upset at something that you mentioned. It's a criminal offense.
How dare you?
Now, listen, it is not my fault that we are producing generations of people who are so fucking mentally weak that they have nervous breakdowns over words that were spoken. They don't even have to be spoken to them.
Ugh.
They just have to be in the area. Or maybe they even heard about it after the fact. This is how ludicrous this is becoming.
This is beyond insane.
I have no idea why the people in Canada are putting up with this craziness. You need to stomp it the fuck out.
Well, if the 2020 ice cream social was of any indication, they may have actually voted not to put up with it. And, you know, whatever, you know. Castro Blackface III, he's just going to hang out in there a little bit longer because he does what we want, says the globalist puppeteer elite.
He doesn't even remember how many times he's been in blackface. What a f***ing idiot.
Yeah, and his mom, that woman has been hit with more skeet than the front lawn at a shooting range.
Yeah, that woman is backed up onto some pinuses. Just going to say. There's been a whole lot of cactus action in that glory hole of her hoo-hoo-ha-ha.
Hoo-hoo-hoo-ha-ha.
I'm just saying.
I'm pretty sure she's the one who got the first 401k deal for the glory hole attended.
Yeah, she got benefits with that glory hole, I'm just saying.
That looks like a bump. Let me check my benefits. Oh, my insurance covers that. Okay.
Yeah, gonna get me my half of ounce of throat yogurt at the end of the performance.
Oh God! Oh, right in the pooper.
Mm.
I'm picturing it. Okay, I'm gonna look at something else. Here we go. Ah, hang on.
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporter Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.